again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Gabe Berdoulis and Louder. It's from the Youth City album back in 2015. Holy cow, that's 10 years ago just about their rocker. Putting air 10 years ago.
Wow, it is, Jimmy. Gabe Berdoulis is a singer-songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And Gabe grew up in Madison and moved to the Music City at the age of 18. After spending years performing as a solo artist, he found a passion for working with other artists, and he has since spent the last 10 years touring the world with a variety of renowned artists. And now Gabe Berdoulis is coming home to the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison for a special show on Friday, December 26th Friday, December 27th.
We're straight, I promise.
At the 8 p.m. on the phone with us from Nashville, Tennessee, is our longtime friend, Gabe Berdoulis. Gabe, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. We've missed you.
Hello, my friends. Oh, my gosh. This is such a trip. Even more a trip, you saying anything with 10 years in my name, because I think, man, when I was hanging out with you guys, I left Madison when I was 18. And so, like, everyone, I think, still thinks that I'm not allowed to drink or do anything of legal ages. So, man, that is terrifying. It's so great to hear you guys and just tune into the station, and it's given me all sorts of nostalgia even listening to that song, because it's been such a long time since I've done anything of my own.
You know, Gabe, the best part about knowing you for so long, and, you know, we were talking earlier about the memory down in my basement, you know, Rocker has known you forever as well, but just watching you progress through your life and what you have accomplished and what you do, it's awesome, and it's a great story, and want to congratulate you on it, you know.
Well, that means a lot. I mean, I've always looked up to all of you guys at the studio over there, because you guys have just been such big music supporters, advocates, musicians. I mean, just everything you guys have done is, I think, in part the reason why I'm able to do what I'm doing, and why I had the support and the confidence to be able to, you know, pick this as a terrible but great career choice. And, you know, I think a lot of the things I learned from kind of my Madison peers and people I looked up to, like you guys, is hopefully what I try to do to other people. And, you know, I mean, you're all very good people and good friends that I don't get to talk to nearly enough, but
thank you, sir.
The appreciation is very mutual. So,
well, you know, Gabe, I think when you were back here and you moved away, I was looking forward to seeing you here, but you moved at 18. What was it like to move at such a young age, at 18 years old, out to Nashville to try and make it?
Well, you know, I felt like I'd kind of learned so much in Madison, and I felt like I wasn't pushing myself like I wanted to. I felt comfortable, and that was a big part of why I knew I needed to move, just to kind of push myself and get outside of my comfort zone. Because, man, it's like the comfort of being able to live in Madison and see friends and musicians and just have that comfortability, I just knew I wasn't going to be able to grow if I didn't kind of step out of that for a little bit. Mm. And I think, you know, as any parent of an only kid turning 18, they're like, you want to be a musician? So, you know, I like auditioned for Berkeley and got accepted there. And I went to go see a couple schools with my folks, but all along I was pretty determined. I just, school wasn't for me. And so, I moved to Nashville, and I didn't know anyone. I had one friend that I'd sort of met who was a bit older that was like, you should move to Nashville. And I was like, okay. But, you know, it just a different life. And, so I kind of picked up and left, and was just really determined to not get an adult job. And so for the first couple of years, I was doing a lot of driving home and coming back up to the Midwest to play gigs, and kind of getting my feet wet, but just trying to, you know, I knew because that's how it was in Madison. It's like I thankfully had the flexibility in life at the time to, if I got a call last minute, I would go. Or, you know, if there was an open mic at midnight, my dad would take me. And I knew that, you know, what I was doing already, that I needed that flexibility of not having a job. And so
how did you get started? How did you get started playing music?
Oh, I got started. My dad has always been a big music fan. I didn't really have a lot of music in my family. My uncle played in some bands in Madison, but, you know, we didn't cross over. And so my dad would take me to bluegrass shows and blues festivals, and we'd go to Summerfest every year and, you know, pick a show to go camp out and see Front Row and see either like Judas Priest or Whitesnake or Alice Cooper. And
you got another thing coming.
Bluegrass to Judas Priest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh yeah. I had a very eclectic musical upbringing thanks to him. But, but yeah, I think it was like around 12 years old. I, you know, was playing soccer and doing normal middle school things. And my dad had introduced me to, not personally, but introduced me to Alice Cooper's music.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. It just kind of opened my mind up to like, okay, there's music and then there's a show and there's, you know, and then a normal life within all this. And I was just so fascinated. So I started doing all my school reports on Alice Cooper. And then my sixth grade teacher was just a big supporter of mine. And he kind of encouraged me to play guitar. And I had a guitar at my dad's house. So I started playing and just fell in love with it and pretty immediately started writing songs. And I don't even know how I got into that, but it just, I guess that part was somewhat natural, just putting words and music together. And then, you know, from there on, I love the show. I love the show. I love jumping around. And it probably wasn't really until I moved to Nashville that I realized that none of my songs ever made sense. And it was just a whole lot of rhyming.
Well,
and you know,
yeah, like the Beatles,
teenager,
you're cutting your teeth and yeah. Don't sell yourself short. They are good. Gabe Berdulis with us on the phone here on Max Inc. Radio. You know, a big part of your youth going to West High School and a little bit after, I believe, was working with our good friend Dennis Graham with Launchpad at the mm-hmm. time. And that really, that really exposed you to a lot of new fans.
Oh my gosh. Launchpad was huge for me. Yeah. I mean, it was that platform that I was looking for. I mean, I remember being really young and going to see bands at Launchpad and being like, man, wouldn't it be so fun to play on these stages? And then like, you know, the ultimate dream at the time was like Summerfest. It felt like unattainable. I mean, when I was like, well, me and a friend, we had this band and we would print out these really terrible CDs and drop them off at all the cafes. And we were just outraged that no one would book us. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, we were so bad. But, you know, it's like having these big hopes and then to have an opportunity like Launchpad where it's like, okay, right. You get the stage, you get the opportunity for everyone's attention on you. And, I loved that so much, and it brought me into a whole new world of collaboration and opportunities. And
And of course, you know, Launchpad, and then the Mamas. Of course, Rocker and I were talking about the Mamas, trying to get everybody to pitch in a few bucks for the Mamas tonight at themamas.org. Yeah. The Mamas, mm-hmm. Equally, you've won a couple of Mamas yourself. You volunteer. I think you worked with the Mamas. I think you played on stage, didn't you, Gabe?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I think my high school band, and then I played with the drumline and anywhere I could squeeze in. I was always, I think I wore a wig and played synth for someone 1 year. I was just, I was always trying to sneak on stage. So
now yeah. I read that one of your heights was that you played the national anthem at the NFL draft and performed on the Today Show, and you've had your song in the Young and Restless. Tell us about these crazy stuff like playing the NFL draft.
Oh man. Well, there's so many random things that I've gotten to be a part of, kind of as a side player over the last couple of years, but no, the draft was funny because, the artist I was working with at the time, Brittany Spencer, she was kind of blowing up and she got asked to do the anthem at the draft, and she'd asked me to play with her and kind of come up with an arrangement just for this thing. And I thought the draft was like a really small like football game. I didn't even know it was nationally televised. I mean, if that doesn't scream musician that knows nothing about sports, I don't know what does. But it wasn't until we showed up and I was like, oh, this is like a big thing.
So, this is a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That was fun, and we just did an arrangement of that, and it was funny to see the all the comments, you know, on social media piling, because it's just like any national, you know, everyone's got an opinion of yep. any little moment, yep. that, you know, and yeah. so some I guess we were playing in a fountain, and I was playing a guitar that was wireless, and so a bunch of people thought that I was going to get electrocuted or couldn't actually be doing that. It was like faking it. It was just funny to read the things people had to say, because I'm not used to being a national platform like that.
Crazy.
Wow.
And then the young yeah. and the restless dude.
Okay, that's a funny one. And I might have to have someone update that bio, because that's one of those ones where, yeah, technically my song is in there. Somehow that show is still going on.
Yeah.
But it's like,
it's all because of you.
Things where it's like, you have to listen so hard. Like, you have to turn your TV up to like 80 to hear my song in the background. So,
was it cool? Gabe, was it while Jessica was cheating on Dan?
Yeah.
What?
So it was terrible. Yeah. I'll try to find that clip for you guys and just boost, or I'll play my music over it and just crank it way louder. So it's
perfect. That is funny.
The alternate mix.
Yeah.
So Gabe, you're exactly. coming home for the holidays, and you and some of your friends are going to play a show at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison on December 27th. Tell us about your friends and the Gabe Berdulis homecoming show.
Oh man, it's still coming together. This was honestly, I think Rocker, I think you knew that the show was confirmed before I did. and you know, it was one of those things where I was like, man, we had an off day that I was passing through. We woke up on the bus in Madison, and I didn't know we had an off day there. And so I just had like 8 hours to kind of drive around the city and stop by some places. And I stopped by, which used to be the Frequency, and I saw Kevin there, and he was like, he was showing me around the place, and I was like, man, I love that you've kind of preserved this place that I used to play at since I was a kid. And he was like, you know, you should come do a show next time you're in town. And I was like, man, I haven't played a show in a long time. And
I've kind of
moved over to Sideman world, and you know, the idea of playing a show now even makes me nervous. So it's like, we kind of threw a date down, because I'm like, I think I'm going to come up and see my grandma after Christmas. And next thing I know, it's on the calendar, and Rocker's calling me saying, hey, can we do an interview? I'm like, okay, all systems go, we're doing this. So, once Rocker found out, I knew it was over. So
yeah,
I locked it in, and I was like, okay, well, I don't want to do this alone, so I'm probably going to call up some friends that I used to play with. So, who knows? I might have a wild appearance from my grandma. She is in her mid 90s, and she's just she's an amazing lady.
That's
but once in a while, I'll drag her up on stage, and wow. I'm going to bring my girlfriend up, Maddie Poppy, who is a true star. And then I think probably call a couple old friends that I used to play with, maybe Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
And, nice.
Joey B. Banks.
Anthony Lamar.
Joey B.
Julie McConaughey. Yeah, Joey Banks. So I don't know if anyone's listening that wants to come and do something and give me a shout, but it's kind of coming together, but I don't know what it's going to be yet, and that's part of how open I'm being about the show, that I don't want to put any pressure on it. I'm not going to come up with some crazy set list. I just want to have fun and see some friends and try to remember some old songs. So
yeah. And don't worry, it'll be, it's going to be like coming home. It'll be awesome. It's just right. Like riding a bike. Gabe Berdulis, nice. It is wonderful to speak with you. And, I hope I can sneak in a hug sometime while you're here in Madison.
I sure hope so too.
And I'm sure Mrs. K sends her love as well. Once again, the show is happening December 27th here in Madison at the Gamma Ray Bar. What's that address, Rocker? One something?
It's up on Main Street.
Yeah, East Main.
East Main Street.
There it is. Gabe, speaking of Joey B. Banks, we're going to play some Gabe Verdulis Trio. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Let's do it.
All right. It's Shark Attack, Gabe Verdulis, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Swimming in the deep end, it's a little bit hard to see there. You gotta hold your breath or sneak in. It's a really bad place if you don't know what's underneath it.